Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Getting ready for the Bears.
Whew. Hey, kind of a busy week going on. You got a new running back in town, Nell Davis. Let's talk about him real quick.
Good football player. You know, had a chance to play against him in the preseason. You know, he's actually very productive that evening. Veteran coming out of Arkansas. You know, has the ability to return kicks. I think he'll be an excellent fit for us.
Okay, so I'm very intrigued by this entire concept of how this all happens in like 24 hours. When he comes in, do you take him around and like make sure he has someone to sit with? Like, I'm very concerned that he's lonely.
No, that's a great question. Very insightful question.
Wow.
You first have to come in and you got to go through a physical. So that's a, you know, just to make sure everything is contractually in place. And once you get through that, then, you know, the player's integrated right into the meetings. And you know, really, from there, the position coach takes over. And
Well, we gave Jake and Blake a big lecture to make sure that he has someone to sit with at lunch today. So
that's good.
Yes.
That's good. I didn't get to hear that part of your show. I heard the massage part. That's all I can handle.
And that still amazes me that they're just in a big gym.
Like a Civil War triage unit.
Yes, because when I take yoga at the Y on Fridays, we do the same thing, all the lights off, but you hear a basketball, like we're supposed to find our zen, and I just can't believe the Green Bay Packers do the same thing.
Yeah, but it's a very zenful place. I mean, it's Mark Lovato does a great job of transforming into the right atmosphere, and you know, we got to remember you're treating 68 players, so we're 63 players through that. The state program, so it has to be efficient, but with that, I think they do a great job creating the right atmosphere.
And we also learned that LaTroy Guyon can snore like the
with the best of them. Mm-hmm. He's bar none now. I mean, he's in first place.
So the big news this morning, Eddie Lacy's ankle might be a little bit more serious than first suspected, correct?
Well, I mean, you hope not, but you got to get all the information. I know it was last night. We're still working through some things, but you know, he is sore. He won't practice today. He'll be in the rehab group. The last conversation we had when we left work yesterday. So we'll see how he feels today when those guys get in here and start start their process in the training room.
I love Bears Week. Bears Week is so much fun. All the ramp up and the full coverage. And I feel very cheated that we have a short week and it's my favorite rivalry game of the year.
Well, we're sorry, Nick.
What do you want me to do, Nick? Come on, this is a radio show.
Right. Call somebody.
Yeah, what do you want from him, Nick?
Just be like, hey, this
you
is
you lose for the week. You lose for questions.
No, you say this is the most historic rivalry.
I feel like I'm in a press conference. I don't need any questions. Give me questions.
Yeah.
I want you to clamp it down and fix it.
Katie got an insightful question today, and Nick, you've kind of disappointed the coach today.
Well, I can't win every week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so tell him to go out there and get us a big win.
Well, we're not done yet. We got to talk about the Bears just a little bit, Coach.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, how much fun is this week? This rivalry is so cool.
Absolutely. These are great games of playing. I mean, the rivalry speaks for itself. It's the best rivalry in the National Football League. But, you know, the thing you can't do is get caught up in it. So I think the short week helps with that. And you have to just really focus on the type of team you are. Because, I mean, they're a totally different team this year than when we played them last year. And we're a different team than the way we played last week. So I mean, that's just the way the NFL evolves. And particularly, every team's going through, the injury phase, and you have to fight through it.
I was going to say, they're dealing with injuries as well. They've got a lot of different moving parts from week to week as well, don't they?
Definitely. I think you see it throughout the whole league. I mean, some people more than others, but I just think it's always been part of the landscape of the NFL, but it just seems like it's higher than ever.
Coach, get us a win tomorrow night. Looking forward to some fun at Lambeau Field. We'll talk to you next week, okay, bud?
Okay, hey, have a great week. Thank you.
You too, sir. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.